Saturday night.
And it's another beautiful night.
I'm Max.
And I'm Eva. We just did a turn around the Maypole, and now we're going to head out for Gallery Walk.
Let's see what's around.
I bet there'll be some art. And maybe an art wave.
My name is Zoe Huffman. I am one of the crew of Daily Bird Pottery, and tonight is our very last gallery walk downtown because we recently bought a brand new building and are moving everything into there. So we are leaving our downtown location by May 16th, and all of the production, all of the retail, everything is in the new space, which is over 3,000 square feet. It's an amazing space. We're very, very excited. And it has parking. It's 2009 4th Street. It's the building behind Habitat for Humanity. We're excited.
I think it's really, really exciting. We've got enough room for everybody and enough room to actually expand. So you're going to see a lot more things coming out of us. So we just were really honored to be chosen as the supplier for a premium for the KPTZ fundraiser. And we made 34 or 35 cups for all the people who donated to KPTZ's fundraiser this season. And we're just delighted to be part of that. And we've seen all the people come in, and your clients are our clients. It's really exciting. So we've been enjoying that a lot as we've been handing them out. And you guys have sent them down to us to pick them up. So that's been a lot of fun.
Okay, getting ready. Well, my name is Irene McMasters, and I make all kinds of things out of seashells and driftwood and semi-precious stones and crystals, and it's fun. Wind chimes, jewelry. We have the tree over there, the driftwood tree. Did I say wind chimes already? And mobiles, the ones that don't make any noise. And all kinds of jewelry. Sometimes I have an idea, sometimes I'll play with, especially in making the jewelry, I'll lay the beads and the stones out, and I might look at them for months before I decide what the design is going to be. But once I have the design in my head and it works, putting it together is a piece of cake. We're talking half an hour maybe. It doesn't take long at all, but it's the design process that really takes the time. It's therapy. It's relaxing. Come to the gallery. I'll be here at the Tea and Spice loft level gallery for the month of May. I personally won't be in here all the time, but my art will be here.
Come into my boudoir.
My name is Darlene, and myself and two other women have gotten together and put together this little flea market, and we're calling it a pop-up flea market because it's only for 10 days, and we're trying to rent buildings in town between tenants. So we're filling in that gap for, you know, landlords, and we're taking advantage of wonderful spaces like the Hastings Building. We're hoping to do this at least 3 times a year. So after we leave this building, there'll be somebody that comes in for 3 months. And when they're gone, if they haven't started construction, we're hoping to come back to this space again. Stephanie does estate sales. I am kind of my husband will call me a hoarder, but I like the term collector instead. And Marilyn is an upholsterer, and she does finishing, furniture refinishing. We all have our own Facebook page, our business Facebook page. Stephanie's is called Maison Vu. Mine is called Sweet Pea Dreams. And I'm not real sure what Marilyn's business is called currently.
My name is Barbara Ewing, and the gallery is Port Townsend Gallery. My work is medium-range fired stoneware, and I guess you would call it very intricate patterned work because I love to do stamping on each piece and individually color the stamps. And by the time I'm finished, I usually have about anywhere from 3 to 10 colors on each piece. And then I fire it twice. I just do what I like to do. I primarily hand-built my work out of slabs, and I just follow my instincts, pretty much. It's mostly nature-bound or abstract-bound. I started with pottery probably when I was 4 years old, making mud patties in my dad's garden out of red clay. And when I got to about fifth grade, I suppose we had an inspired teacher who brought clay into our class and let everybody do little models of little animals or whatever they wanted to do. And I just loved the process, how long it took and how involved it was. My webpage is the gallery's webpage, so all the information is on there.
My name is Kim Simonelli. I'm a self-taught artist. I do sculpture because I like building a physical object. I think that's what led me to sculpture. I work in steel for several reasons. One, steel is a relatively inexpensive material to use. It's easy to shape into the shapes that I like creating. I work with geometry. My inspiration is just taking geometric shapes and putting them on a computer, moving them around until I find something that excites me, and then I turn that into a three-dimensional piece in my mind, and then I just start fabricating from there. We're at Northwind Art Center. The process of fabricating, I don't always know where I'm headed. Sometimes I just create a shape, like a piece like that one. This one, I create a shape and then assemble. But the fabrication process usually starts with me getting a sheet of steel, drawing a shape on it, cutting it out. Other pieces where I have a lot of curves in my pieces, so I take usually flat bar and I have a hand-powered rolling machine that I get the curves that I want. Then once I have the pieces that make up the three-dimensional sculpture, I put them together, hold them together with magnets, and start welding all the seams all the way around. Once I've welded it, I go back with a grinder and grind hour upon hour. I grind those seams. And then I get out a metal file and finish filing off all of the rough edges. And then the final step of the process, once it's welded, clean, ground, nice clean shapes, I go back and hand sand it to get it down to bare metal. Then I will apply usually a two-step patina process, which actually is an artificial oxidation process that burns into the metal. And when that's where I want it, I seal it with a clear lacquer. That's the final step of the process. It can be very time-consuming. Sometimes I go into my scrap bin just to get some relief from the larger pieces. I go through the scrap bin and make what I call post toppers, make little freestyle things, whatever pops into my mind, a small piece that can be mounted on a fence post. I have a website, kimsimonelli.com.
My name is Joseph Mann, and this is the Northwind Art Center, Port Townsend. This work in particular is figurative. I call it figurative abstract because it's not about fingernails and eyelashes. It's about large forms, and I also think that it's related to what I call the life of forms. The shapes either come together in their own way, or they're just kind of laying there, and I don't want that. So there's tension in between the shapes and the forms, and so that's where I'm coming from, basically. In the work. The work in this show in particular has to do a lot with figures out of doors. So they're surrounded by trees sometimes, or seated underneath a tree or beside a tree or something. And that began for a long time. I painted figures in a man-made space. And I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I started dreaming about big trees, like big, big trees. So I started looking at trees, I started drawing trees. And I would draw a tree in the spring that had leaves on it. And then in the wintertime, I would erase the leaves and just see what was underneath the leaves. And then when the spring came back, I would draw the leaves back on top of the tree. It was just kind of this, you know, it's just creating its own self almost. That's the underpinning for the imagery. And these pieces are small. They're actually, about 6 by 4 or 7 by 7 inches, something, most of them. and they're actually painted on top of postcards of my previous shows. So I always paint it with oil paint, but one of my best friends in Portland, Oregon, he's the best painter in Portland, I think, George Johansson, he lays in his big paintings with acrylic first, then paints the oil on top of them. So I'd always paint with oil. I never really experienced acrylic very much. And I teach painting, and I thought, well, you know, you need to know about acrylic. So I grabbed some acrylic paint, and I had my postcards from shows in the past, shows in New York and all, and I thought, well, I wonder what would be like if I made this figure a little taller or a little shorter, if I made their head smaller. So I started painting into them. They're as hard to paint as anything, but they're small, and it's been really very exciting for me to have the same image that I can cut in half and switch it back to back and have the figures that were looking at each other now looking in opposite directions or whatever, and just see what happens. I've gotten really kind of obsessive about being in the studio and moving these shapes around. So that's what this work is. And I'd have to also say I've had a great response from the people in the come to the show, but I've told a couple of them that my big idea is just to put as much energy into the paintings, but not really have the people are not really doing anything. They're kind of waiting for you. So there's a man and woman standing, they're talking, and I always think about when I was a kid, they used to sell mood rings, and they had mood rings on the TV, and they'd say, they change with your moods and your grooves. And so in the morning, if you look at the painting and you're in a good mood, then they're in love and they're having a lovely conversation. But if you have a bad conversation, you had a bad time with somebody and you look at the painting, then it looks like the people in the painting are having a very tough conversation. So ultimately, I just charge it. I make the shapes have a life of their own, and then the viewer completes the circuit. I have a website. It's my name with my middle initial, Joseph E. Mann. JosephEmann.
Oh my goodness. Big metal art.
And wonderful paintings, pottery, pop-up, and more.
Art wave. Little kid art all over town.
You know, Max, Gallery Walk is certainly a great event.
It sure is. It's not just the art. It's the people.
It's this community. This is Eva.
And Max.
And it's been another great Gallery Walk.
We'll see you next month.
Gallery Walk is a KPTZ 91.9 FM production.
Ding, ding.